What you think of you is much more important than what others think of you. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Inspiration. What you think of you is much more important than what others think of you. That's by our friend Seneca, one of the great philosophers of all time. Think about that. What you think of you is far more important than what others think about you. Now, why is that true? That's true because you are the only one who knows who you are. You're the only one who knows how wonderful you are. You're the only one who knows what a beautiful person you are. You're the only one who knows that you really are worthy of all the good thoughts that are, you know, in the world for you. And you want to start taking claim for that. You want to start putting it in your world and start using it. Now, we have a phrase that we like to use, and I think it's a very positive one. It says, I am number one. Now, you know that's true. I am number one. You do, don't you? You know that's true, don't you? Mm-hmm. And, of course, please say it with me. I am number one. Now, you see, that's it. I am number one, and I created all of you in my world as number one, as fantastic and glorious and supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You are wonderful beings. And now, come on, and me? How did you create me in your world?
I am number one.
How did you create me in your world?
Fantastic.
Well, thank God. You know, I mean, I was waiting, you know. God said, down, God's coming through. Yes, because you're my reflection, and I'm your reflection. So if I'm a good person and you think that I'm a good person, then I am. But if I'm not a good person and you think I am a good person, I cannot be anything but a good person around you, if that's what you believe of me. If you believe that I am a desirable being, that I'm a happy being, that I'm a responsible, respectable, sincere person with a lot of integrity, that's exactly what you'll get. But if you doubt me, if you doubt me in the slightest, then that's what you're going to get. We have to believe in ourselves first, and then as we believe in ourselves, we believe in all the world out here, all the creation. The innocence of children and the innocence of people who don't know any better, when there's a crowd of ugly people around, and the little children just walk through there untouched, you know? And idiots walk through there untouched, and people who like themselves walk through there untouched. If you don't like yourself, they can tell. You know, I was looking at an article in the in the Filipino program that they send us on the internet, on the email, and one woman was saying, "I was in prison, a woman's prison, and I got raped 3 or 4 times every day, and I got this and I got that, and I thought, my goodness sakes, you know." You're quite a person to be able to handle that sort of a thing, you know. That's quite amazing. And then my thought was, why do you create that happening to you? Why do you create? Why is it the prison is filled with, let's say, 100 people, and it happens to 2 or 3? Because that's what they want. That's what they create. Why is it that in the drug situation where people get on drugs, that there's out of 100 people, there's only, no, let's say out of 1,000, there's only one. The number of people is infinitesimal. And the number of people in our prisons is infinitesimal. The number of people in our hospitals is very small. We have very few hospitals compared to the tremendous population we have. And we say, everybody's sick, everybody's got problems, everybody's in the hospital. They are not. They are not. There's no room for them. The hospital only holds 100 people in a community of 100,000, or maybe even 500,000. But it only holds a small number because they would build more. You bet they'd build more if they had a need for it. But there isn't that need. We are the creators of our world, whether we like it or not. And it's up to us to create our world as joyous and harmonious and fantastic as we are. And if the world is not very nice, you can be sure that you're not being very nice. If the world is very nice, you can be sure you're on top of it. You're a happy, joyous, harmonious, fulfilled person. And that's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. That's a kind of nice way to be. But When you say, I'm number one, and when you say, what you think of you is much more important than what others think of you, what you're doing is you're saying, I take responsibility for my thoughts. I take responsibility for everything I do. I take responsibility for the type of attitude that I have. And I look out at the world and I see it good and very good. And wherever I go, I see it good and very good. And whenever I see someone misusing the agreements that they've made with others, you know, and that happens, I think to myself, I bless you and I love you and I surround you with my pure white light of love and I see you in balance. I see you in balance. I see you in balance. Me, me, me. I see you in balance. Because if I see anybody in my world misusing the goodness of other people, you know, like some people want to borrow money from you, and then they say they're going to use the money in a certain way, and then they don't. And then they don't give the money back. You know, you have a very bad feeling about them. Now, don't have a bad feeling. As I tell everybody, I don't loan money to people at all. If I feel that they need it or I choose to give it to them, I'll give it to them. But I will not loan it because I will not have myself be responsible to be the police to get it back from them and say, hey, you owe that money. You made a promise to pay it now and you're not paying it. I don't like you anymore. You get out of my world. You know, I don't want people to have to get out of my world, especially just over money. But I create them as being honorable, good, and fine people. And you can create them that way too. And most of the time you do. And when you don't create them that way, you know what's going on? What's the term we use that's going on if you don't create people in a nice way? You're feeling what for yourself?
Pity.
Pity. You're feeling sorry for yourself. Whenever you feel sorry for yourself, oh, the world is a terrible place. Whenever you got mad on about yourself, the world has just never been as disgusting as it is, you know. And that's true. That's true. You're the master. You're the boss. You're the creator. And if you like it, go for it. And if you don't like it, then don't get in the game. If you don't want to play poker, don't play poker. If you don't want to play chess, don't play chess. If you don't want to play the game of life, stop breathing, you know. But as long as you're here, breathe and breathe deep and say what a wonderful world this is. And I am the creator of it. Right, Heinz?
Right.
You bet. I am the creator of it. And you're the creator of your experiences, whatever they may be. And I can assure you, if you're in my world, your experiences are very, very good. Because that's what my experiences are. What you think of you is much more important than what others think of you. Can you remember that? What you think of you is much more important than what others think of you. Because the others have no idea how wonderful you are. And you're not going to tell them. You're going to live it. You're going to look it. But you're not going to talk about it. As soon as you start talking about it, then they say, prove it. And you don't have to prove nothing to anybody. You just be your own wonderful self. And they, hey, how come you're always so happy? Yeah, I don't know. I got a bug. How come you're so happy? I'm enjoying life. How come? Don't you know there's problems out there? Well, I went blind the other day. Two problems. And I don't see them anymore. Sorry about that. You know, it's just the way it is. Blow their mind. Okay. What you think of you is much more important than what the world thinks of what the others think of you and the world. So with that, let's recognize that we're the masters. And what we say about ourselves and act about ourselves is how the world judges us. And what's your middle name? Your middle name, I think, is Daniel Clean, isn't it?
Yeah.
Daniel Clean. Daniel Morgan. Clean Morgan. I mean, that's a good term, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mr. Clean?
Yeah.
You bet. And Heinz, what's your middle name? Mr. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body?
That's right.
That's right. And Ellen, what's your middle name?
Mrs. Abundance.
Your middle name is Peace. I am peace. Ellen Peace Jeremini, EPJ.
That's a good one.
Ellen Peace. And abundance comes and goes.
Yes.
And it's always there. But peace,
peace is
the foundation for all abundance.
Yes.
And Sylvia, what phrase do you sing every moment of your life? Ich habe mich gern.
Yeah,
I like me. I like me. Ich habe mich gern is a German phrase. It means I have a great like for me. I like me. Now, why do you sing I like me? It's the truth.
It's true.
It's just the truth. Now, we finish up with Miss Fantastic here. And what do you sing every moment of your life?
I like me. I am love.
Ooh. By the way, what kind?
It's only one kind.
What kind of love? See, it's printed up here.
Unconditional love.
Unconditional love. Way over in the middle. Unconditional love. You see, to be loved is okay. But when you're unconditional love, you love everybody and yourself and everything equally. And you don't like that flower better because it's got pretty leaves, and that flower worse because it's got this. And you don't love your ex-husband better than you love your sister. In fact, you love your husband perhaps even more than you love your sister. Or you love your sister more than you love your husband. Or do you love yourself?
First myself.
First yourself, right. You see, this is what the game of life is all about, is being master of yourself and liking yourself. So with that, we shall prepare for a waterless evening while the pumps are filling up and the tanks are recuperating themselves. And we will give Danny a bottle of water so he'll have at least something to drink tonight. But it shouldn't be all night.
No.
It should pop back on again. Yes. I mean, everything is in order except that the tank's not full enough, right? And that shouldn't take too long. So, with that, I wish you all a good evening, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.